Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Adela, Usia, Blucia, Metcatelin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukal Ahamismea, Lotikmi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur John Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he shine his ever-loving arms and hands on you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time and even forevermore. Well, you got it. Today we have spirit messages. You sure do. And, wait a minute, and something else. I'm going to finish the thing on angels. I'm going to finish because I found out that some of you really didn't know that it really did help you. So I'm going to finish it. That's right, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to do it today. But, You can get a spirit message right now if you want one. All you have to do is call. And you have to call 646-716-9149. 646-716 9149. Now that number again is 646-716-9149. Now, if you want to talk to me, wait, well, I'm not on the air. You want to talk to me privately. You want to talk to me so that nobody else can hear and know what's going to you. Well, then my advice to you is listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs. And when you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Okay. Everybody, well. I got a lot of folks talking to tonight. A whole lot. And I don't know what it is. I hope ain't nothing wrong with y'all, just in general, but we got a lot of people tonight, and so we let us start off. Area code 402, this is Papa. Say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Can you hear me good? How are you?
I'm fine. Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you at first. I'm at work and the dryers are going, so sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, well, I just called in for a general reading, but with one specific question. There was some person that entered my life and then quickly left, wondering if you could see anything about that or...
Okay.
I don't know. I guess it's just been bothering me a lot.
Okay, the first card is the Eight of Clubs. The second card is, the Queen of Spades. And the third card is the Eight of Diamonds. Now, the Eight of Clubs is a serpent. It's a serpent. And usually people think that a snake means enmity or something, but it doesn't. That snake only means one thing. It means wisdom. It means the ability to find out which way to go. And you go that way. Now, the third thing is the Queen of Spades, which is love. It is love. Now, the Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass, you know, like a mirror being broken. Now, that would foretell a person that he has bad luck coming or something, but that doesn't mean bad luck. In fact, if you just break it up some more, you don't have any luck. There's there was any bad luck. Well, it's all broken up. Now, when I put these three together, this is what I get. This is what I get. You have now broken through any of the ill wills and bad fates that were around you. You have really this snake, which is good, which means that you have this power, you have this wisdom to see through stuff. So nothing can slip upon you.
Right.
Nothing can. And you have, of course, you have love. And this love is a part of you. It has been a part of you, and it will be. But that broken glass means that you have all of these things in check. You have them all in check, and nothing bad will happen to you. Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Now, I advise you use these numbers. 4, 8, and 4, 8, and 6. Now, those will bring you through. They will bring you through. And don't worry about, don't worry about before. You had bad luck before. Yeah, you had it. Well, that's gone.
Hey, Papa, so I just got one quick question for you. So the guy that I was telling you about, he left and, just left, completely and never told me that he was leaving, just took off and left and went back home. I feel bad about that. I don't know why he would have done that because I feel like I am a really good girl, and I don't know why he ran off like he did.
Well, maybe he did it because he was a creep. Nothing else. He was a creep. There's nothing else to it. He had to be a creep. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about anything. Because as I told you before, the bad luck or the bad things have really been canceled out. It has really been canceled out. And you now have a love there. So all you have to do is just continue to think on that. Continue to think on that. And in fact, if you feel lonely, just cry on the pillow. Yeah, that's it. But the guy, he really ain't nothing. He's a creep. That's all. He's a creep. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your wisdom.
I tell you something else. He's going to come back. He's going to come back. And when he does come back, you look at him like he's some type of freak from out. What are you doing back here for?
I know. I definitely am going to play my cards like that, too.
Good. Well, now you take it easy, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Well, you see it. Y'all see it, and you don't. Okay. Erico 313, it says Papa Say, you're on the air.
Hello, Papa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I want a general reading.
A general reading. Okay.
Well,
the first card is the Five of Hearts. The second card is the King of Hearts. And the third card is, the Deuce of Diamonds. Well, the Five of Hearts is the and it means good luck or good. It's good, whatever it is. Wherever it is, it predicts a good fortune. It predicts nothing but good things. Now, on the other end, King of Hearts is the hand in hand. The hand joined to another hand. And it indicates, really, it really indicates friendship warming into love, or a financial success. Now, that's what it means. Now, in the middle, the deuce of diamonds means, well, that's the woman, and that woman is you. Now, you are looking at the joined hands. So, all I could tell you is that when I look at all those and take them together, all I can tell you is that you are looking for financial success. And it will be yours. It will be yours. Now, however it's coming, I don't know. But you are looking for financial success. And it will be yours. Now, that moon just means that you have all the good things, the good omens, a fortune, all the good things that anybody would want. And that moon really shows that you will be a person of value. You will be a person of value. So that moon really is looking good for you. Now, the numbers I expect you to use are 2, 9, and 6. 2, 9, and 6. Now, these will definitely hold you good. Well, they'll hold you real good now. 2, 9, and 6. Now, you play them the way the Lord says play. You play them any way he says, but you play it his way. Now, is there anything else?
Well, yeah. You know, Tony, he wants one, so I'll give him the phone.
Okay.
Hello, Pops. I said hello to bad. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. How you doing?
Well, not too good. I've just been running into a lot of bad luck lately. I just wanted to know if something positive was going to come my way to totally, you know, if my whole world's going to be turned upside down in a positive way.
Do you think you have bad luck? What kind of bad luck has been having?
A lot. My car
like what?
Got totaled. My car got totaled. I'm without transportation. I owe so much in debt. It's just the line. It just goes on and on and on.
You owe so much in debt. Well, okay. Well, the debt we can help you get rid of. Yeah, you can get rid of that. With the debt, all you got to do is just look at what you got. Well, I'll tell you what. Just take the bills that you have and look at them. The amount you owe, and you know, list it out. However much it is, you list it out. And then go and strike off each one, one by one, and see that debt gone. Just see it, and it will be gone. Just see it gone. Now, with the car, we already told you about that, you know. In fact, you should ought to have, you found another one by now. You should have already found one. So if you would just look for it, it will be there. Okay?
Okay. I don't have the money for another car right now. I don't know if...
No. That's the beauty of it, because you don't have any money. Because you don't have any money. That's the beauty of it. When you get it, it will be without money. You hear me? It will be without money. So just go ahead and look for a new one. Look for one. Go ahead. Because you ain't doing nothing no way. So you might as well look for another car. Look around for a car. Ain't nothing else to do, so do that. Do that. And then when it comes, well, then you be like, well, Papa said you told me this way. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you don't, if you go ahead and look for it, you won't have to have anything. You will not have to. This is just your spirit, your mind. Your mind is doing this. As long as you let your mind, it will conduct itself appropriately. But if you don't let it, if you don't let your mind do it, ain't nothing gonna happen. Ain't nothing gonna happen. If you are sitting down and waiting for it to something to happen, ain't nothing gonna happen. But as long as your mind, your spirit, your soul, well, as long as your soul can see it, as long as your soul can see it, then it will take place. It will take place, assuredly. It will take place. Now, all you got to do is just look for a car. And I do it. Because you ain't got nothing else to do, so do it. Go do it. Now, as long as you don't do it, everything will be messed up. But I tell you, as soon as you do it, stuff won't be janky. Stuff will be getting straight. Stuff will look like it did before. In fact, it'll look good. It'll look good, okay?
So how am I supposed to shop for a car with no money? Oh, my mind.
I'm telling you how. Tell you how. You go and look for one. You go and look for one. That's all. As long as you see the money, you will never be able to get anything. Nothing. As long as you see the money. As long that the money is crippling you because you don't have it, it attempts to control you. And it does. But if you go ahead and let your soul see the car and say, I'm taking that, I want that car. I want that car. Then you'll be all right. Okay?
Okay, Papa Say.
All right, then. I'll see you now. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Well, okay. Area code 704, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I was just calling for reading, and let me see. I want a spiritual reading.
Okay. Okay, the first card is the Ace of Spades. The second card is the Jack of Clubs. And the third card is the Wolf, the Ace of Hearts. Well, the Ace of Spades is the cross swords, and they mean protection. Now, the Jack of Clubs mean the medal, and it's a recognition of high honor and a recognition of labor. But it can also be a sign of business success. Now, in the middle is what? The fox. Now, the fox, people always say the fox is, oh, he's slick, he's dirty. No. That fox really is somebody who's smart. who gets what he wants his way. And it comes to him that way. Now, I put all three of these together, I get this. You are protected from all dangers. You are protected from anything that will attack you. Now, you have the Medal of Honor with you. And you have a good mind, good labor, you know, and you will get business success. But that fox is there just so that you know that you have the sense. You got the hard-earned sense of this. Now, I want you to use these numbers.
1, 2, and 9. 1, 2, 9. Okay.
Those are your numbers. 1, 2, 9.
Oh.
And they will be blessed. One. Okay. Is there anything else?
I would like to know, how can I hold on to my money? Seem like whenever I have money, it always seem like get away from it. I can get it, can't hold it. So could you hear me?
Oh no. The money going through you.
It's going through my hand.
Oh, boy. And you can't keep a hold of it.
You can't keep a hold of it. And I want to know how to protect around my house from, like, the police or bad people or whatever.
Well, let's deal with the money first.
Okay.
With the money, certain people will ask for it, and they will eat your money up. They just keep getting a piece here, a piece there, just a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, your money is gone. Your money is gone. But there's a way to stop that. Now, that calls for you actually stopping your giving. It calls a stop. Now, how can you do that? It's easy. You take your money, you know, $5, $10, whatever, and put it in your purse. But in that purse, you hear me? In that purse, stick a stick of cinnamon. Or even better than that, just put 3 cloves in there. 3 cloves with that money and hold it there. And just say to yourself, this is today and tomorrow and forevermore. That's all. This is today, forever, tomorrow and forevermore. Or yesterday, today and forevermore. Just tell them that. And just put that with your money and hold that with you. If you do that, that will stop your money from leaving you.
Okay.
Well, it sure will. That will stop your money from leaving you.
Okay.
And you don't have to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry about a thing no more.
Okay.
No more you have to worry about it because that is an old hoodoo plan.
Okay.
Three whole cloves.
Okay.
3 whole cloves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yes, I do.
All right. God bless you, man.
Is that right?
And goodbye. God bless you.
And thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, here's somebody else. 706. This is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hey, Papa Say. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who is this?
This is Tawana.
Oh, Lord.
I'm calling for a spiritual message.
Okay. Your first card is the Ten of Spades. The second card is, the Five of Spades. And the third card is, the Three of Spades. Well, the Ten of Spades is the rods and whips. And all that it predicts is a family quarrel. Your family folk going to be fighting. That's all that means. It means that they are going to be fighting. It's going to be about money. It's going to be about some money, but they're going to be fighting. Now, on the other end, the five of spades means is the coffin. Now, the coffin doesn't mean death. It don't mean you dying. What it does mean is that a certain thing that are dead, they should be buried. Certain things that are dead, they should be buried. And the Three of Spades is what? The pig. The pig. That's a phenomenal omen of good luck, of great abundance, of high honor, you know, of all ambition obtained. Now, this, when I look at this, it goes this way. Your family is going to be arguing. They're going to be arguing over some money. And the thing about the money is this. That is something that's through. It's something that's over. It's something that's dead. It ought to be forgotten. But it's not. They're going to fight over it and they're going to fight over it vigorously. Now, the person whom they are going to try to fight it with over is you. Is you. Yeah, because you got the money. They are going to want your money. They are going to want, and it's up to you. It's up to you to keep it, to hide it, to do whatever. To do whatever. Okay. Now, my advice to you is to take that money and hide it away. Just hide it away perfectly. Hide it someplace where I don't know, where nobody will get it. Nobody. Okay. Nobody. All right. Now, use these numbers. 3, 1, and 6. 3, 1, and 6. Now, if you use those, you'll be all right. I'm telling you, you'll be all right. But they are fighting over you. You the one with the money. Not about you want the money. Yes, ma'am. You the one. Is there another one? You got another question?
Yeah, I want to know when I'm going to get my engagement ring.
Your engagement, you're going to get one when he loves you. That's how I'm going to tell you that. Did he tell you he's going to marry you?
No.
Well, darling. I wouldn't look for no ring if he didn't tell me he was going to marry me. I wouldn't look for none. I really wouldn't. If he told me he's going to marry me, well, yeah. But he ain't told you. Oh, no. Forget it. Forget him. Yeah. Forget him. Now, if he does want to marry you, then he can get the ring together. And you'll have it. You'll have it. But until then, no. I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even care, but I just forgive. I just say, well, baby, that's just one of those things that just ain't going to happen. Just one of those things, and I go on about my business. Go on about your business. You have enough going for you. You have enough going for you to what? You ain't got to worry about no man.
Okay.
You ain't got to worry about him. You don't. Why do you? Let him worry about you.
Okay, I got you.
Let him worry about you, and see how that feels. See how much you like it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Papa. Love you.
Okay, I love you too. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Well, here's another person. Hold it. (laughs) 770, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am in need of an instant blessing all around and some guidance, advice, all of that.
Oh, well, okay, everybody. The instant blessing numbers for this week are 2, 5, 6, and 4. 2, 5, 6, and 4. Now, you want some more? Let's see. Oh, ooh. Your first card is the 4 of Hearts. The second is the 9 of Hearts. And the third is the Big Joker. Well, girl, I tell you something. That 4 of Hearts is the Fish. Now, it means money. It means money through stocks and things like that. Now, that 9 of Hearts is the Ship. It's a symbol of riches. And it's a symbol of riches from wealth by inheritance or trade. But it's also, it foretells a voyage. Now, in the middle, you got what? The Big Joker. You got the Big Joker. So, when I look at this, this is what I get. You have a good fortune there. You have an uncommonly good one. You will be blessed. You will have money. You will have riches. You will go where you want to go. You will have everything. 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 And I mean everything. You will have money. You will have money. So you ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to do nothing. Just look at what God is going to give you. Now, well, I better quit. Well, I tell you, use these numbers. 8, 1, and 7. 8, 1, and 7. You know, these are good ones. You know, that 4, that 9, and a Joker. You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to worry about. Because it's all going to come in. It's all going to come in. It is. It's all going to come in. Then you'll be. Papa, you know what happened? It just happened just like you said. Well, how do you expect it? This is money. You have money coming. Now,
okay.
You got money. You know, that fish is emblem of riches, but it's through stocks. So that means that some money you forgot about is going to come to you. some money that you forgot about will be there for you.
This is big money. This is big, big
yes,
money.
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. And the ship is an inheritance it's a wealth by inheritance or by trade. So some of the stuff, I don't know if you're still trading around or not, but some of the stuff, well, the inheritance will come through. The inheritance will come through. Because you got a grandmother and a grandfather, and the inheritance will be there. It will be there. It will be there. Plus, you know, all of your selling and stuff, that will do it. This will be money. This will be big money. And the numbers are like...
I need a place to move to. I just don't know what money and where.
Okay. That's all. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Is that you need the money and you need to know somewhere. And you know what you do? Well, you get up and go. You get up and go. Look for a place. I tell you that. Look for a place.
Mm-hmm.
And just go ahead on. Your stock, the things that you have there, the things. Now this is something that you have forgotten about. It's something you forgot about. But it's coming through. And the inheritance, now you probably don't think you'll get anything. You probably think you're done. That's it. But you got something. And it's coming.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Well, different people. Well, here's somebody at area code 901. This is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling. I was wondering if you can give me a dream interpretation, maybe.
Okay.
Well, I had a dream about some sharks the other night, and I was wondering what could that mean, because I know most of the time when I dream about fish, somebody in my family is pregnant. So this time, you know, I was wondering, like, what could the shark mean? Because different people say it means different things. So I was wondering, like, Marco, what it possibly be?
Well, fish do mean somebody's pregnant. But a shark means, I'll tell you, it means that somebody is trying to come after you. They see you with and they want it. They want it. So now, the best thing for you to do is don't even worry about it. Don't even go to them. Just let yourself, just pray on it.
Okay.
Just pray on it. The Lord will reveal. He will reveal it to you more fully. But all in all, just be cool. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so
much.
Don't
worry about it.
All
at all.
Okay.
Huh? All right.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, everybody. Well. Every one of you. Well, you come along quick. Come along fine. Oh, yeah. So, if you didn't know it, we have some other teachings for you. Yep, that's right. We're going to start back on the angels. Now, my reason for talking about the angels is that so many people have brought them up. And they was talking about it a while, I don't even pay attention to it. But Now I am. Now I am. Now, the names of all the angels, it means, you know, that thing plus Elohim, which is God, and that's the El, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Haniel. It means that thing, Rapha, or heal, healing from Elohim, from God. So an angel takes upon himself a certain part, of God. He takes upon himself a part of God. Okay? And with that, he has a certain quality or whatever, and those things become true. Okay? Now, the third one that I'm teaching you about is Haniel. Haniel, H-A-N-A-E-L. Haniel. Or, to put the point blank, Haniel Elohim. Haniel Elohim. Haniel. Now, he rules the third heaven. It's called Sagan. The seventh sphere of the tree of life. And that is Netzach. And the planet Venus. Haniel's name means grace or glory of God. Now, this is the thing about Haniel. Haniel is a female entity. She is female. Her Kabbalistic number is 7. 7. Her number is 7. Now, her planetary colors are emerald green. And on top of it, all pastel shades, especially pink and turquoise. Now, that makes her pretty beautiful, doesn't it? Now, her scribe day is Friday at 1 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10 p.m. Now, she rules the zodiac signs of Taurus and Libra. Now, Haniel rules love and lovers, marriage, friends, pleasures, diplomacy, the arts, music, and the theater. I might be going too slow, too fast. Now, the illnesses she rules are venereal diseases, AIDS, and those associated with the sexual organs, the ovaries, the throat, the hair and scalp, the veins, the kidneys, the lymphatic system, arthritis, and muscular spasms. Now, arthritis, remember that. She rules arthritis. So when you get somebody with some arthritis, you should be appealing to Haniel. All right. You with me? Everybody with me? Her flowers and plants are red roses, tulips, geraniums, vervain, V-E-R-V-A-I-N, myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E, spearmint, apples, cherries, pears, and figs. Now, remember when I taught you about eating spearmint? Well, that was Haniel whom you were dealing with. Her incenses are storax, valerian, sandalwood, benzoin, B-E-N-Z-O-I-N, and especially what? Cinnamon. Now, all of her stones are opal, malachite, or malachite, emerald, corals, rhodochrosite, R-O-D-O-C-R-O-S-I-T-E, jade, rose quartz, tourmaline, T-O-U-R-M-A-L-I-N-E, and aventurine, A-V-E-N-T-U-R-I-N-E. Now, the animals she rules are the turtle dove, pigeons, flamingos, turtles, spiders, and dolphins. Whenever you see somebody with a spider, and this is true with certain African cultures, that they are calling Haniel. Now, her metal is copper. Okay. Now, this is Michael. Michael. He rules the fourth heaven. Mashen, M-A-C-H-E-N. And the sixth sphere, the tree of life, Tiferet. And he rules also the sun, Michael. Michael, or Michael's name, means he who is like God. He who is like God. He who is like Elohim. Michael, 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 he who is like Elohim, because Michael and Raphael are both solar angels, they sometimes exchange the rulership of the sun and Tiferet. In the tree of life, Raphael is ascribed the sixth sphere of Tiferet. But among the archangels of planets and the 7 days of the week, Michael and Raphael switch places. In that system, Michael rules Sunday and the sun, because he also rules Leo, which is ruled by the sun. Raphael rules Wednesday, and Mercury, because he rules Gemini and Virgo, which is ruled by Mercury. Therefore, as a planetary angel, Michael rules the sun. A described day is Sunday. Sunday from 1 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10 p.m. Now, his Kabbalistic number is 6. His planetary colors are yellow and gold. As ruler of the fire element, Michael's colors are red and green. But those elemental colors are not used when he is invoked. Michael rules the zodiacal sign of Leo. He rules health, vitality, men, the father, executive positions, governmental issues, fame, publicity, everything that begins, and great wealth. The illnesses he rules are fevers and those associated with the heart, the back, the sides of the body, the eyes, the liver, and blood circulation. His flowers and plants are sunflowers and all yellow blooms, chamomile, ginger, mistletoe, heliotrope, laurel, pineapple, vanilla, saffron, and cinnamon. Okay. Hold on one minute. Okay. Now, y'all should have all that. Okay, chamomile, ginger, here we go, okay. Laurel, heliotrope, pineapple, vanilla, saffron, and cinnamon. His incenses are copal and frankincense. His stones are sardonyx, sunstone, peridot, citrine, diamond, pyrite, ruby, tiger's eye, and amber. excuse me, the animals he rules are all the wild cats. The lion, the tiger, the panther, and the leopard, as well as falcons, bees, all domestic cats, the bird of paradise, and mystical animals like the unicorn, the sphinx, the chimera, and the phoenix. Now, his metal is gold. His metal is gold. Okay. Now, Kama El, he who sees like God, Kama Elohim, he who sees like God. Now, he rules the fifth heaven, which is called Mathe, and the fifth tree of the tree of life, Geburah, and Mars. Now, his number is 5. His planetary color is red. His day is Tuesday at 1 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10 p.m. Kamael rules war, the military, the police, fires and firefighters, enemies, judges, all court cases, wounds, accidents, enemies, and prisons. Illnesses he rules are high blood pressure, hemorrhages. I hope y'all getting this. Diabetes. All contagious illnesses. Inflammation. Neuralgia. And illnesses associated with the blood, the bladder, the muscles, the head, especially the face. The animals he rules are the ram, the scorpion, the snakes, and all reptiles, as well as the eagle, vulture, basilisk, and the salamander. His flowers and plants have all red blooms, and that's except red roses now. Okay. Geraniums, chrysanthemums, cacti, cumin, pepper, nicotine, all drugs, mustard and garlic. His incenses are asafoetida and dragon's blood. His stones are all the red stones, like rubies, carnelians, topaz, garnet, diamond, thunderstone, bloodstone, obsidian, magnetite, and all magnets. His metal is iron. Now I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to do any more. Not going to do any more. Now, the purpose of you knowing these is because those things what you hear that are under that particular, you know, particular saints or particular angels command or power are the ones that you have to appeal to him for. Now, you say, how do I appeal to him? It's easy. First of all, you don't say his name. Yeah, that's right. You don't give his name. All I'm doing is just giving you a general outline of him. I'm not giving his name. Nope, I am not giving his name. Why? Because angels don't really care about human beings. You can go directly to God and use his special name or use one of his. But you should know the angel. You should know how it's done. You should know, well, really, you should know the angel and what it is that he wants. Because he is the one who will do those things for you. Now, see, angels have to help you because you're a human being. Now, that's true. But one thing, they don't like human beings. They do not like them. They don't like helping them or doing things for them. But if you constrict them through the use of one of God's holy names, guess what? They have to do it. They have to do it. Now, hold on.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, all of you that are here, woo. Now, you have learned something. You have learned something. Even if you haven't, even if you just listen to it, those things about the angels can help you get through certain stuff. When you have a certain person or a certain thing bothering you, you turn right to that angel. You turn to that angel. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Yes, sir. Now, that is part of being a spiritualist. Part of being a spiritualist, a hoodoo spiritualist. Of being able to what? Use a spirit to communicate, to forgive, or to do a crime or something bad, an illness. That is a spiritualist. When a person is called a spiritual worker, this is what they're talking about. And some hoodoos, I'm just going to tell you, some hoodoos are good at it. Some aren't. But with those that are good, those things are things that they can use, which brings these people, these things, to mind. Now, when you find somebody that has, let's say, the class, VD, you don't go to him. You go to the angel, Hananiah. H-A-N-A-E-L, Hananiah. And you tell him, this is what I want done. Now, how do you do that? You call, first of all, on God. And you tell him, this person here has this particular thing wrong with him. And go ahead and heal him. That's all you have to do. You have to tell him what it is and what you want. What it is and what you want. And that will take care of any problem that you have. Okay? Now there's more. I'll give it to you, but there's more. Yes, sir, there's more. There's more of them, so you won't have to worry about yourself. Well, I tell you, it's time to go. And we don't have anything tomorrow because tomorrow is really the Shabbat. But we will have something Saturday. Yes, we will. And I expect you to be here then. Okay? And until then, remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night and God bless you and may he keep you wholeheartedly. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.